Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Kevin O'Sullivan and I, Mike Graham, we're here. Have you seen anything in the sky, Kevin, since you walked down here this morning?
Yeah, I saw 58 high-altitude balloons being shot down.
These are the things
Fucking Yanks saying, we think they're spaceships.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they proved me right, though, haven't they? Because you said last week that you definitely knew these were from China. It turns out they're not from China.
Of course
they're from fucking the outer hemisphere.
Oh, I see.
They're from space.
Yeah.
Well,
I stand corrected.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if the American military says they're not fucking Chinese, that they might be alien ships of some kind, why wouldn't you believe them?
They say they're not ruling out it's alien ships.
But they're not ruling in that they're Chinese, are they?
No, well, they are ruling in that they could be Chinese.
Could be.
Yeah, and they could be spaceships.
Yeah, so they're not Chinese.
So, what the fucking could be Chinese? what is it about the phrase, they could be Chinese, that you don't understand?
Well, I do understand.
It doesn't mean they can't be Chinese, does it?
Well, you could be a fucking cunt, but it doesn't mean
it. But if they say it could be Chinese, Chinese.
Yeah, or they could not.
They could not be, but they might be.
So they might not be Chinese.
So you
accept that you're wrong then?
No!
You do.
Why?
Because they might not be Chinese.
You said definitively they're not Chinese.
I don't think they are.
Well, that's not the point. The fucking American military say they could be Chinese.
They could be. But they could not be.
Just like fucking being educating the subnormal people.
President Joe Biden, right, was saying that this was travelling at 20,000 feet.
Oh, he's... Right? Well, he's just a fucking stupid
It was dangerously close to interfering with commercial air traffic. A military commander said it could be a gaseous type of balloon or some type of propulsion system, which sounds like an alien craft to me, right? He added he could not rule out the objects were extraterrestrials.
Yeah. Well, it doesn't mean they are extraterrestrials.
Well, it doesn't mean they are Chinese either, then, does it?
Well, it doesn't mean that definitively they're Chinese.
No.
But it doesn't mean they're not fucking Chinese.
Well, they might be fucking Eskimo.
They might be. Stop saying might. Might is not a definitive fucking term.
Well, might and could is the same thing, isn't it?
Stop being such a cunt.
I'm not being a cunt.
For most of your fucking life.
I'm trying to get to the heart of the problem, right? The thing is, the thing that worries me the most here in this, to be serious for a minute, is that the fucking Americans have shot down 3 of these things, and they don't know what they are.
Yeah,
that's a bit of a worry, isn't it?
Yeah, maybe we're at war with Mars.
Yeah, but it could be the early stages of, you know... Yeah. Do you think they tested it to see if it was making that noise that they made in the close encounters? Has anyone making any weird shapes with mashed potato? I mean, I actually made a shepherd's pie. You wouldn't believe the amount of shit I got.
Did you make a shepherd's pie of that?
I should have done. I mean, it wouldn't have got even any more reaction than the fucking thing I did yesterday, right? I made a shepherd's pie with mince, but it was veal mince, right?
Right.
There's about 60,000 fucking views on Twitter, and they're all arguing with each other because I had baked beans with it, right? And they said, it can't be shepherd's pie, it's not made with lamb, it must be cottage pie, you fucking moron. It just went on and on
about it. You know, I mean,
technically speaking.
Technically they're right, but yeah, fuck me, you know, get a life.
Sunday evening, would you not get a fucking life? And then some people went, yeah, definitely beans are the thing to have with it. Definitely shouldn't have beans, it's fucking moron. It's unbelievable what people say.
It's about, a shepherd's fucking pie.
It's my dinner, right? It's what I'm eating. I'm putting out a picture of it, partly because I know it's going to fucking set the hounds running. But it is ridiculous to watch them. These fucking people, you know.
Make it again next week and just put lovely egg and chips for dinner. See how they fucking.
And then this woman, and the great thing is about the logic of Twitter, right? This one woman wrote to me, you know, shepherd's pie, the clue's in the name. It's got to be made with lamb. And I went, oh, so what about cottage pie then? How's the clue in that name? It does have to be made with a cottage.
Yeah, yeah. Well, also technically, if the clue is in the fucking name, it means you're eating a minced shepherd. You know, with some potato on top, so she can fuck right up.
But this is what...
This
is why Twitter is so ridiculous, right?
If that's you, you silly cow, fucking
idiot. And then
idiot.
Some people going, yeah, like so thick, he thinks that fucking veal comes from a sheep.
Oh,
I'm like,
God.
Okay, that's fine. You carry on with your fucking delusion, you know.
Anyway, it sounds nice.
Yeah, it was very good, actually. But, I mean, to be fair, your vegan shepherd's pie that you made for Christmas, New Year, rather, was really good.
Yeah, they really made with corn. That's a good one as well.
It was very nice.
And I suppose that can't be called shepherd's pie either.
No, you can't call that shepherd's pie because nothing to do with sheep. Nothing to do with sheep. Absolutely ridiculous. So, anyway, let's go back to the big question at hand. General Van Herk is speaking here. He says, I will let the intel community and the counterintelligence community figure out what it is. He says, what we are seeing is very, very small objects that produce a very, very low radar cross section. I haven't ruled anything out at this point.
Yeah. Well, you know.
What the fuck? Well, it's all right. Let me ask you a proper question.
Well, he doesn't belong to the Lancashire police then, can't you? Because they always make up their mind definitively within about 3 seconds.
Yeah, definitely.
She's gone in the river, no doubt, 100%. Shut up, fuck off. Yeah.
Have you looked at the river? Yeah. Did you find it? No. Yeah. But she's definitely in there.
Yeah. Any other theories? None whatsoever. Great policing.
Yeah, well done, guys.
For sake.
But I mean, this thing strikes me as very odd, right? Why suddenly are we now inundated with these flying objects that we weren't before? What the fuck is that all about?
Well, I think it's just like shitty Chinese observational balloons that have come too low.
Yeah, but why now? Are you saying they never did it before?
Well, no, I think they always do it. We all do it. There's loads of fucking balloons
up there.
Well, yeah.
I've never seen one.
Well, yeah, you're not supposed to see the fuckers. That's the idea. They go so high, you can't see them.
Yeah, but I've seen planes, right?
Yeah, but they're much higher than planes.
But you can see the space station. I've seen the fucking space station at night.
At night. But you're not going to see a balloon at night, are you?
Well, I never see a balloon, day or night.
Yeah, but you're not supposed to.
Yeah, well, I'm not supposed to see into fucking space unless I'm Superman, but I can.
Yeah, that's not the point. The point is, the whole point about observation balloons is they're so high they can't be seen.
So when you say observation, it's not for us to observe them.
No, quite.
It's for them
quite.
To observe us.
No, yeah, they observe us.
I just don't believe the story. I think there's something else going on.
What, you think it's Mars?
No, I don't know what it is, but I think it's a distraction, right?
It's just fucking balloons.
I don't really
care about it.
There's hundreds
story.
Of these things, apparently. You don't care about it.
Nah,
you seem to
be
getting
really
pretty fucking worked up about
it. Well, you know, because we're talking about
considering
it.
Considering you
don't
care.
I'm just trying to classify exactly what they are.
On Sunday.
It'll all die down, then we'll stop talking about
it. Yeah, and then we'll move on to something else, but they'll still be there.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter, does it?
And by the way, actually, I was seeking counsel on this from people that know more about it than you or I. And they said, actually, you remember I said last week, why would you need to have a balloon if you've got a satellite?
Yeah.
Apparently, satellites. You know when satellites are coming around, right? So you can take action to stop the satellite from seeing something you don't want to
see. That's interesting.
Which would be a logical reason why they might have a balloon. Because I couldn't understand why they would have
that. Yeah, I get that.
Because, you know, there's a Chinese satellite right now that could literally pick out how many hairs you've got on your fucking upper lip.
Yeah.
From a million fucking miles away. So why the fuck would you need one of these balloons?
Yeah, no. But well, for the reason that you've obviously just stated.
Can you imagine what life must be like in the White House, though, where they're calling the president, right? President Biden ordered an object to be shot down over northern Alaska on Friday.
Yeah,
and
there's another one, wasn't
another
there?
Another one shot down over Yukon.
One in Canada, right?
That was in Canada, northwestern Canada. And then one over Lake Huron, which I think is the Great Lakes, you know, so it's sort of between America and Canada. Can you imagine him fucking sitting in an Oval Office going, yeah, fire, go live.
Burst that balloon.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you also can imagine a bunch of people in Beijing,
sitting there in a built, you know, like in the government building, Xi Jinping and his mates going, look at those silly, let's send another couple of balloons over, watch those silly cunts shoot them down.
I know. What do you think's in them?
Winding them up.
Well, what if there's something in them, like a fucking, some kind of noxious substance?
Well, if it was dangerous, we'd know already, wouldn't we?
Oh, you think?
Well, we've had three or four not shot down already.
Yeah, in
so if there's a noxious subject,
very sparsely populated places, though.
Yeah.
I mean, there's not much going on in the fucking
UConn. There isn't
UConn,
a noxious gas in there.
Or Alaska.
There's no noxious gas.
There's fuck all in Alaska.
There's no noxious gases in the
couple
fucking
cruise bridge. Ships.
They're not a weapon.
Yeah, but where have they fallen down, though? Has anybody checked?
Huh?
Where have they fallen down?
Montana.
Yeah, but has anybody gone to pick up the detritus?
Well, I assume so.
And what have they found?
Well, no noxious gases.
We don't know.
Well, we do, because they would have said.
They haven't fucking told us. How about this?
Well, it's fucking ridiculous. You're Mr. Conspiracy Theory,
I'm
boy.
Not Mr. Conspiracy Theory. I'm just asking the question.
No, they're observation balloons.
Now, China says the U.S. sent more than 10
fucking balloons. Can we
talk
about something else?
Well, we can in a minute. We'll just introduce another subject.
No, you're not. You're talking more about fucking balloons.
I'm sorry to keep introducing facts into the case. I know you don't like that.
I don't like facts about balloons.
China says the U.S. sent more than 10 balloons into airspace. What does that mean?
There you go. See?
Does that mean they're Americans?
What I'm telling you.
Well, so the Americans
so the Chinese are saying what is well known, the Americans do it too. And we do it. Everybody fucking does it.
Do we?
Yeah, we're all spying on
each
other.
But we don't do it.
We're all spying on each other all the fucking time.
Yeah, but we're
time.
Shit at everything.
Well, I mean well, our balloons no doubt don't work.
Yeah,
but
balloons,
that is. But we'll be trying to do it. Yeah. Pathetically trying to do it.
I bet you there'll be some health and safety nutter going, oh, you can't send that up. No, you can't do that.
There's some bloke in the Ministry of Defence. I'm like,
yeah, where's that pump when you fucking need it? Absolutely hopeless. I mean, no, instead, what they've been doing at the Ministry of Defence, along with every other fucking government department, is buying a load of shit that they don't need with our money, right? Can you imagine giving some fucking civil servant, oh, here's a credit card, you can spend up to £20,000 on it, and it's not even your money. What the fuck is going on?
Oh, I don't know. The civil service is a fucking joke.
But your old man was a civil servant.
He was.
I don't think it was that bad then, was it?
No, of course it wasn't. Of course it wasn't. I mean, in those days, civil servants, I mean, their deal was they didn't get paid as much money as the private sector, but they got these amazing pensions and they got almost total job security.
Mm.
So you signed up for the...
But that was what you did it for,
Exactly right. For that side of the coin. You went into the private sector to earn more money, but you didn't have the security.
Yeah.
Now you go into the fucking civil service, you earn more than the private sector... you get more security and you get a fucking great pension when it finishes and they give you a fucking credit card to go and waste a load of taxpayers' money along the way. And better still, you don't even have to go to fucking work.
Yeah, but the amazing thing is that this particular expose was done by the Labour Party, right? Who claim that they're fucking...
It ain't so good themselves.
They won't do anything like that if they get into
power. They do, yeah.
But it turns out not only do they, but fucking Rachel Reeves, the woman who is the shadow chancellor, right? Who was moaning on about
the
Tories taking money, had her fucking credit card suspended in 2015.
For wrong spending.
Because she spent money on stuff she shouldn't have been buying.
Yeah, exactly.
These people are unbelievable. And Angela fucking Rayner, who hasn't come up for a while, our fucking Tory scum.
Fuck off.
She's bought two fucking lots. The ginger growler. She's bought two lots, right, of fucking earpods. They're really
she's
expensive.
She's always buying them.
£249 a pair, right? Both bought in May 2020. She's also claimed for a hotel room, which some people are saying she used to shag that bloke she was seeing, even though she gets her fucking rent paid in a flat. So she gets the rent paid in a flat and she gets to go to a hotel as well. You know, if I do that, I have to fucking pay for it.
These cunts don't
anything. No cunt pays for my fucking hotel bills.
These cunts don't pay for anything themselves.
They really don't. Look what she spent at Apple, right? This is from the beginning of August.
I remember this story. This came up before,
didn't
it?
This is from August 2020 to May 2020. She has spent collectively, let's see, 5, 6, 7, 8, about £1,000 just on Apple products.
Yeah,
right?
I remember this came up before because she declared it, didn't she?
Because they think that they think they're so copper bottom they can actually just declare it and go, yeah, all right then.
Well, because she claimed it was important, vital equipment for her work. Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, because
listen to music.
I've got to fucking listen to the stuff in Parliament, haven't
I? Listen to Duran Duran, my favourite group.
Tory scum. No, she likes a bit of rave, doesn't she? She did that rave, didn't she, with fucking Andy Burnham.
What, trying to be young?
Yeah, something like that, yeah. Because she goes for young.
And failing.
Now, listen, let's talk about Sam Smith and the Brits, because you used to probably go to the Brits in your heyday.
Every fucking year.
You know, did you ever have any exciting experiences there?
Well, no, because it's boring. You know, I hate award ceremonies. You just fucking go there, see a load of twats. You know, Sam Smith's just a particularly egregious example of the attention-seeking arseholes who go to those events, and they all compete to look the most outrageous, because that way... Those are the pictures they were using in the paper.
Yeah, I saw a great tweet actually yesterday from somebody that we know, who's sort of loosely speaking in the same business as us, who basically said, fucking the PRs for Sam Smith, leave the guy alone. It's like giving a drunk a fucking bottle of scotch and a gun, you know. Leave him alone. Stop telling him he needs to do these stunts, because he's just making himself look a fucking idiot. He did the pissing video, right, which was pretty disgusting.
Pissing video.
Where he ends up with somebody pissing in his face. He's wearing fucking women's lingerie. He's dressed up as fucking, you know, Madonna, circa 1985. And now he's wearing this ridiculous black rubber thing, which looks like he's some kind of blown-up fucking gimp. Wearing a blown-up gimp suit.
The thing is...
What the fuck is that about?
Not original, though.
No, and here's the picture of David Bowie, which I think was from the 70s. But the thing with Bowie is Bowie looks cool, because Bowie is cool.
What's he got?
That's like some kind of...
slightly different, isn't it? I mean, it's not inflatable, is
it? Well, it's already better looking than Sam Smith. Unfortunately for him, is a chubby... I mean, I know I shouldn't talk, but I'm not supposed to be a fucking pop icon.
You're not trying to be...
He's a chubby little fuckwit. Yeah, you know, he looks ridiculous. Bowie
chubby
looks fucking great in anything. Bowie can dress...
Chubby fuckwit Sam Smith.
Yeah.
But you're right, though. You're exactly... I mean, he looks like a docker.
Yeah.
And so it's not really...
Kill me day.
I feel fuck slightly off. Sorry for him, but he's not a clothes source to say
really,
the fucking
He
least.
Looks idiotic, whatever he's fucking wearing.
Yeah, but that fucking pump-up wetsuit that he wore to the Brits... What a fucking twat.
The only thing I could think of was if you pumped it full of fucking helium, how soon before he takes off and floats above the fucking... You can float him above the O2 and have him just there like a barrage balloon fucking blown in the wind. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And do you see Harry...
Maybe the Americans would shoot him down. Maybe Americans would shoot him down.
So Harry Styles wins like the best...
I don't mind him, though.
Best award.
I don't really mind Harry Styles. Doesn't he live near you?
Yeah.
He's around the corner.
Yeah, but I don't give a fuck about him.
Have you ever seen him in the woods at 3 in the morning?
I've seen him around, yeah. But he... he wins this morning. He says, "I'm aware of my privilege." Fuck off.
Yeah, right.
Fuck off. I'm aware of my white privilege. I'm a white
male.
It's not
so much white privilege as rich privilege.
No, but what he's talking about.
No, I know what he's talking
about. White and male.
Yeah, no, I know what he's fucking talking about.
So he's trying to get out. What he's trying to do is to dissipate this fucking row over the fact that they cut the women out of the main awards.
Yeah, genius.
And then basically a load of white blokes were
But it's their
nominated.
Own fault, isn't it?
Yeah,
but at least
is.
With Sam Smith, you've got a white bloke who doesn't think he is a white bloke. Yeah. He's something else, isn't he? Thinks he's non-binary.
Sam Smith can go and fuck themselves.
Yeah, they're a right cunt, that Sam Smith.
Yeah, yeah. Fucking they, them. I'm not doing that anymore.
Also, imagine being named
it's ungrammatical.
After
it's ungrammatical.
Fucking beer.
We got to fight Sam back Smith. About these people who say these are the pronouns you have to call me by. You go, you have every right to ask me to call you by those pronouns, just as I have every right not to call you by those pronouns.
Yeah.
Take your fucking pronouns and stick them up your ass.
Exactly. Quite right, too. Now, what about your trip to the old Fulham game the other day?
Bam, bam. I mean, you know,
I'm trying to think of
amusing stories to tell.
Right.
Not especially, except that I've really been on the piss the day before. So I felt like shite.
Oh, was that the day that you you weren't working that night?
Well, I wasn't really working. I had a meeting here at the office. But
was that not last time we recorded this? It was last Monday, was it?
No, that's last Friday. I really went on the piss Friday night. I went to the Ivy Club, and then I went to the Dean Street Townhouse.
Oh, nice.
And after that...
I used to go to Dean Street Townhouse quite a lot. What's it like nowadays?
Very good. Really
good. It's good food
there.
Great
restaurant. Yeah. With some friends. Anyway, so fucking, I don't know, fell into bed about 2 o'clock, really fucking arsehole. And then woke up in the morning feeling like death. And I forgot I was seeing a friend for lunch first. And I was...
Well, on Saturday?
Yeah. Like
before the show?
No, before the football.
Oh,
so lunch at a pub by the Hammersmith Bridge, blue boat, very nice. And then walk along the towpath to the ground, watch the game, and then come back to the office. But anyway, the point was...
Sounds like a busy old fucking day.
Well, it was a bit, particularly with a really, really killer hangover. And I don't usually... The trouble is, because I was doing my show in the evening, yeah, usually I don't mind having a hangover on a Saturday. I just start drinking again. You know, hit the ground running.
Yeah, but now you can't.
I can't. Yeah. But I did have a couple of glasses of wine with lunch. This isn't often this happens. The hangover was so extreme. Usually when I got a hangover, I just want to fucking eat a lot. Mm. You know, soak
it
all up.
But this
hangover was so bad, I couldn't face food. You know, so we go to this pub where I ordered, like, I don't know, just for the hell of it, I ordered fish and chips.
Right.
I just sort of sat there looking at it. Couldn't really eat it. Then we went along to the match. Anyway, so we beat Notts Forest 2-0. Fulham are fucking great. Then you know that guy, Jonjo Shelby, you know, the guy who used to play for Newcastle, now plays for... Notts Forest now. And he's got
they won't like you for calling it that, you know. You've got to call it Nottingham Forest.
Notts Forest.
Get very upset.
Notts Forest, yeah, yeah. Oh, don't
it's
want
not Notts
don't,
Forest.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, really? Don't want to upset them with that. Notts Forest! So he's got this, like, egg head. It's really shiny.
I thought he'd be too old to still be playing.
No. So he came on.
He must be pretty ancient.
And the Fulham fans got going, he's coming for you. He's coming for you. Harry Potter, he's coming for you. He looks like Voldemort. Well, the best song that they sing, which is, I should state for legal reasons, is factually entirely unfounded. But you know we hate Brentford. So, you know, the Brentford manager, Thomas Frank. So the Fulham fans sing this. They go, the Fulham boys are on a bender. Thomas Frank's a sex offender. Nice thing to sing, isn't it?
But
this just sing it all the time at all matches.
Isn't this one of the great things about
why... I love
you know,
football
about
songs.
Why, you know, you can't stop certain things from happening. It's like I was reading a piece at the weekend about, I think it might have been Clarkson's column, I can't remember, but the statistic anyway was something like at any given time, there are 40 billion devices connected to the internet in the world, right?
Yeah.
And it's like, well, so how the fuck are you ever going to stop people from seeing things that they're not supposed to see or, you know, putting things on there that would be rather unpleasant?
Oh, right. Yeah,
yeah. How the fuck are you going to control something like that? The same with football songs. What are you going to do? Go and arrest everyone that's singing?
Well, football songs, they're a sort of a kind of arrest-free area.
There are laws,
but there's some serious liables.
They had this problem. They used to do it with Arsene Wenger, didn't they? Didn't he have a real problem with some songs that were sung about him? And did he not try and take action against the fact that he was, you know, they were accusing him of being a paedophile or something ridiculous? Yeah.
Xi Jinping, the footballer. Korean footballer.
Spurs
he
still?
Shoots, he scores, his mum eats Labradors.
That's great. I mean, it is shocking though, isn't it?
What's that when they said, remember Emmanuel? He's fast, he's quick, his name's a porno flick, Emmanuel. I always wanted to, like, apparently people do get together in, like, meetings round tables in back rooms.
Well, they're very quick. They react to lots of things,
don't they? To compose these songs.
Well, I remember the one, and I always remember the Alan Shearer one when he was trying to save Newcastle from going down and he failed. And I think the last day of the season they were at Liverpool and Liverpool started singing, you should have stayed on the telly.
Yeah.
Which is just very funny.
Maybe
you're
getting sacked in the morning. And that we used to have a player at Fulham called Bobby Zamora.
I remember him.
And Bobby Zamora is a very popular player. Good striker, good old-fashioned striker. But he did have this tendency, you know, he'd be on the six-yard box with an open goal in front of him and he'd sky it over the bar. He was notorious for it. Mm. Every shot he hit was like Harry Kane's penalty, you know, boom. So the Fulham fans started singing... when you're sat in Rosette and the ball hits your head, that's Zamora. I mean, who makes these up?
But they do. They're very sort of current, aren't they? They make things up. They must they must sit in a pub and decide.
And
to
they
do
can.
It.
You're right. They can be very fast off the mark.
Yeah. Frank Leboeuf also was told a great story about when he used to play at Chelsea, And he was playing that day and he was in the program, and they always used to sing, "He's here, he's there, he's every fucking where."
Frank LaBeouf.
And he said, "The thing is, my son comes, I don't like the swearing, it's, you know, part of football, yeah, but I'd rather they didn't do it."
Yeah.
So they all read the program, and that day they changed it to, "He's here, he's there, we're not allowed to swear."
It's really
Frank
good.
LaBeouf, which is brilliant.
It's really good.
Isn't it?
But you know, there's a massive row this weekend because Man United played Leeds, and the Leeds fans are singing a song. They go, "Oh, it's outrageous that..." Well, they've been singing this fucking song since I was a kid, and that's a long time ago. And the song goes, "Too many lived and not enough died in the Munich air disaster." It's not a very nice song, but it's what you do when it's what opposing fans do when they play Man United.
You know, but this is...
and now suddenly it's like, "Oh, it's outrageous, arrest these people." When Kevin Keegan, right? Kevin Keegan was playing for Liverpool, and his dad died, and I think Liverpool were that night were playing Newcastle, someone like that, and he was very close to his dad, and he was distraught, and he announced that he said, "Look," and so of course they said, "You know, you take time off." He said, no, my dad would not want me to miss the game. I'm playing tonight for my dad." And everyone, "Oh, it's magnificent." And the fucking the whistle goes. And for 90 minutes, the Newcastle fans chanted, "Kevin Keegan, how's your father? La, 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 la."
That's awful, isn't it?
That's awful. What I love about football fans. It's the last area.
But the thing is, the wokists don't know how to deal with it, because this started in Scotland as well, where they had the big problem with sectarianism, you know, because you've never seen anything like a game of football until you've seen Rangers and Celtic. You know, I remember going to a cup final, and it was Rangers and Celtic at Hampden, and Celtic won. And by the time they'd come to actually getting the cup, the entire fucking stadium full of Rangers fans emptied, gone. Yeah. So it was this weird fucking scene where you get half the stadium with green and white, and the other half of the stadium completely fucking empty, right? Then some idiot in the Scottish Parliament decided that they had to ban sectarian imagery from football. So they said, "Well, what is that exactly?" And it turned out that they decided a Union Jack was sectarian imagery, a fucking Irish tricolour flag, sectarian imagery. So they started trying to go into the crowds to steal or to confiscate anyone who had flags. And it became a fucking nightmare. In the end, they just give up. Because, of course, you can imagine the scene. So you'd have somebody with a Union flag, Rangers supporter, he'd see some steward coming towards him, he'd fucking just hand it back. It was one of those games, you know, and he'd never fucking get it. And they'd be like, "Well, what are you going to do, arrest everybody? You can't do it." Yeah, Delilah was another
same
one.
Thing. But I mean, you know, I know it's too many lived, not enough died at the Munich air disaster. It's not very nice.
It's horrible.
But it's not very nice. But what the fuck? Why can't you sing it? I mean, it's not against the law.
Well, it's
is
a bit.
It?
Yeah, but I mean, I always say in these matters, it would be nice if they didn't do it.
Yeah, but they will do
but
it.
But unfortunately,
they're football fans.
Well, I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't sing that.
Yeah, but that's not that you're not a football fan.
No, I'm not.
Like,
and that's one of the reasons
you're
not
I'm not a football fan.
But that's one of the reasons I'm not a football fan.
Just
but
a
when
thug.
You get when you go to, well, I can be. When you go to Chelsea and they start hissing at the Spurs fans, I don't think they should do that either. But I wouldn't. So you think it's funny, but I don't. I think it's fucking horrible. And
yeah,
so that's the difference.
It's football, isn't it?
Well, yeah, but it's
not
well,
to be,
you know,
what
so
are you
going to
do? Make it illegal?
So, well, so beating the shit out of somebody else because they support
well,
a different team.
Say
is,
that.
Oh,
I
it's
didn't
football.
Say that.
Well, you are kind of
songs.
Saying that.
No, I'm not.
You're saying if, as long as you're a football fan,
well,
what you
way
can
am
do
I
things.
Saying that? What
well,
way
you're
am I saying?
Saying it's football. Therefore, if I went up to
what do you want to do? Make
all
it
right.
illegal?
Well, I'm saying if you went to a synagogue and started hissing outside
yeah,
it,
but,
you know what?
What
would
do
happen?
You want to do about football fans singing nasty songs? Make it illegal?
No, I don't. I just wish
well,
they wouldn't do it.
Well,
I think it shows that they're not.
They
very
wouldn't do it, but they're gonna fucking
yeah,
do it.
But you think it's funny though? That's the
well,
difference.
Some of the songs I do think. I do
well,
think
yeah, but the horrible songs
because they're so outrageous.
Yeah, but I don't think that's funny. I don't think
I do.
That is something that I would enjoy.
You don't think it's funny? I do. But they can carry on singing, can't they? What the fuck are the authorities going on about? Going to stop them doing
it. Well, they can't stop it.
Yeah, good.
But that's
good.
But that's the reason
good.
They continue to do it. You know, if they kept beating up
people. They do it
because
they think it's funny.
Yeah, but they also keep beating people up from other fucking clubs.
That's a different thing.
No, it's not a different thing because then they go,
it
oh,
is,
it's just
Mike.
Football.
It is, Mike.
No,
singing
I live
a song
near,
is
no,
different from beating someone up.
No, well,
I think you're fine.
Well, no,
call me controversial, well, but that is different.
Well, yeah, but it still goes
if
on.
If I sing
it?
A song, it's different to me beating someone up.
Well, you might think so. Yeah. Your excuse
fucking
for it
hell.
Is the same. If I went...
Right, I might think... So right. You're saying it's the same?
Well, I'm saying that you know as well as I do that every fucking weekend and every time there's a football match, there's a running battle somewhere.
Is singing a song the same as beating someone up?
Between rival fans,
right? Is singing a song the same as
beating someone up? Well, wait until the point is made and then you can argue against it.
Why don't you answer the fucking question?
Because I don't want to. The point is that there are people fighting. I live quite near Millwall, right? Every fucking time they have a home game, there's running battles in the fucking street, right? Now, in no other place, in no other world would that happen. But it's considered to be normal because it's just football. And that's the attitude. And so, therefore, unfortunately, the football clubs are responsible for not sorting it out. And they're also not responsible for sorting out some of the more horrible songs that get sung. I don't think it's funny. I don't really care because I don't
Nor
go.
Do I.
But it's one of the reasons I don't go. And it's one of the reasons
well,
I wouldn't
Well, because you don't
say,
like nasty songs.
I don't particularly like hearing horrible people
snowflake.
Singing horrible fucking songs. Well, you can say I'm a fucking snowflake
nasty
if you want.
Songs,
but that's why
nasty
I don't take.
Words.
That's why I don't take my kids to football. And I never did. Because whenever I did take them, it was
like
a pretty horrible fucking
experience.
No, it was a pretty horrible fucking experience. And that's the thing. But that's okay. If you want to wallow
it,
in it.
Why is it horrible? If you want to
wallow in it, that's fine. Well, when you hear people going, you fucking cunt, from right behind you, and you've got a 9-year-old kid sitting there.
Usually me.
Yeah, exactly right. But you have no empathy with anybody. That's okay. That's fine. But don't make out that it's a great thing, because it isn't.
Well, it is for me. I enjoy
it. As long as you enjoy it.
Loads of people enjoy it. That's why football grounds
sell
out every fucking week.
Loads of people enjoy lots of things. It doesn't make them right, does it?
Well, it doesn't make it wrong either.
Well, it can. Well, if you're causing upset
to somebody. Only in your view, I don't think it's wrong. You do.
Well, it's not just my view, is it?
It is, yeah, but also it's not just my view.
But you can't just go,
you're not fucking right here, mate.
It's only football, you know. Let's not forget, it's only football.
Well, it is.
Let's go and beat that guy up because he's wearing the wrong fucking coloured scarf. It's only
football.
About
beating
it's a bit
up,
of fun. Just a bit
You're
of fun.
You're not talking about beating up.
Well, you
Let
kind
me go
of
back
are.
To that question. If I sing a song, is it the same as me beating someone up?
It could be.
No, it couldn't, Mike.
Yeah, it could.
We're in concrete.
Well, you're showing, here, you're showing that you have no.
Can you grow concrete?
You're showing. Yeah, you can. It's been proven. It's been proven. How can you not get that into your head? You know? And also, you've fallen for the biggest trick of all. You think that it's in some way a bad thing that I said that, which of course it isn't.
What?
You know, it didn't do anybody any harm, unlike singing about
victims of a plane crash. I didn't say anything about it being a bad thing. I've always admired you for saying it.
Thank you very much. But the point is that, you know what I'm saying. I just think that, you know, there are elements of what
is
said at football which are not very pleasant.
But I have a different opinion.
Yeah, but you can say that you like it and you enjoy it, but you can't pretend that it's pleasant because it isn't.
It is pleasant.
It's not pleasant to make fun of people who died in a plane crash. Any more than
that's not very nice. I agree with that.
Any more than it's pleasant to make fun of people who died at Hillsborough.
But I do find it.
You wouldn't go up to a Man United fan and make fun of the fact that
I find the atrociousness of that quite funny.
Well, I know that you find it funny, but it's not pleasant, is it?
No, it's not pleasant. That's what I find funny.
Okay, well then that's an unusual gift that you
it's
have.
Not really.
Finding...
It's not really. A lot of people have dark senses of humour.
I don't object to dark senses of humour, but I think
I have a very dark sense of humour.
Yeah, I know that. Any kind of, you know, what I would call mass fucking shouting, singing. I hate all of that. I don't like group activity. I don't wish to join any fucking club. I don't want to be part of any group of people. I just don't like it. You know, and if they're fucking going to spend their time fucking pissing all over somebody because they're different, I just think it's wrong. That's all. It's okay if you like it, you go ahead. You know, next week, let's go to the concentration camps and fucking take the piss out of them.
Oh, that's the same thing, isn't it?
Yeah, we'll see. You
anyway,
don't know. There's no.
Anyway,
there's no,
anyway have you finished
There's
yet?
No fucking line there for you.
Sorry, I've got to go in a minute. Well, have we quite finished yet?
Well, the trouble is, because you keep going on about it, I have to defend.
The fucking the I'm going on about it.
Well, I'm just trying to present a different point of view.
Yeah, I know you are, yeah. Mm. Anyway,
I think we're finished now.
Yeah.
Do you want to finish with a joke? What do you call a man with no arms and no legs in a pile of leaves?
Cunt.
Russell.
See, that's in the fucking joke that
is. Well, yeah, but I don't know anybody like that. So, thanks to Dave Johnson at Suitable Choices. It's a top-rated independent mortgage broker based in Margate. Covers the whole of the UK. They specialise in all types of mortgages, including equity release. For a free mortgage review, go to suitablechoices.co.uk. And when you put your details, use the reference police, and you get to use our services for free, says Dave. Thanks for the support, Dave Johnson and the team at Suitable Choices. Is that it?
Are you going to tell
him
to fuck off?
That's it.
Oh, do you want me to tell... No, that's Dave. I'm not telling Dave to fuck off. You want me to tell Mike to fuck off? Oh, yeah, fuck off, Mike.
Yeah.
Fuck off, Mike, and everyone else can fuck off, too.
Yeah, apologies. We'll be right back.
luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.